This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. That is Olivia Rodrigo's driver's license, and it debuted at number one on the Billboard Hot 100, which is... it's huge. It's only the 48th single of all time to debut on top. And the first of 2021, obviously.
Wow.
I know.
There have been I haven't listened to it closely enough. Is she's just singing about heartbreak, right?
She is.
Like that line you said, forever. And
there have only been 1,116 number one songs in the 62-year history of the Hot 100. And only 48 have ever debuted on top, and she's the 48th, which is amazing. So congratulations, Olivia Rodrigo. Driver's license debuts at number one. All right, let's do the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone.
Oh.
Transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. Visit allnaturalstone.com for more details. That's allnaturalstone.com. All right, so we have a bunch of stuff to get to here. Let me begin with your weather. Today should be nice enough, and another nice day expected for tomorrow.
Nice.
We do have rain, though, in the forecast. Depending on where you're at, it could show up this weekend. But next week, it's expected to roll from, like, Tuesday to Tuesday. And... we're expecting even more rain down south, which California just needs it. So I don't know if you're going to be traveling. Most of us aren't. But if you are, they say, what was the quote? Let me see if I can find it real quick. Something like, months of rain are going to fall in 2 days down south.
Oh, like, why do they have to give it to us so quickly? We need to be able to absorb it.
Yeah, right. They're going to get... absolutely
hammered.
It's
going to
be torrential. Yeah.
Damn it.
And meanwhile, the rain is we need it here, because right now, apparently, that wind event we dealt with couple days back, it reignited some fires that had been, I mean, I hate to say it, I just assume they were out.
Right.
You know, I don't know enough about fires to realize or to think that apparently wind can reignite these embers that are
still smoldering. It's been months.
Apparently.
Incredible.
Apparently.
It's terrible, terrible news.
It really made me think, as we came out of basically a really bad back half of last year with all of the fires and the evacuations. I certainly had been evacuated, and now we have no power at my house
yet
again.
When was that then? Was that August?
You know what? I don't know.
Okay.
The whole year is a blur. I mean, last year was a bad year. I mean, on top of COVID, we started the year in the hospital with my daughter.
Right.
So it was really like from one thing to the next, and then suddenly we're evacuated, and here we are again. We're not evacuated, but we have no power and haven't for a couple days. So, and that's, we're not the only ones. It's Aptos, Ben Lomond, Boulder Creek, Felton, Santa Cruz, Soquel, Watsonville. Lots of people without power today. So anyway, the rain will help put those, whatever little fires have reignited, hopefully we'll stomp those out. We need
it. Yes.
Come on, rain.
Come on, rain. Come quick.
All right. As you mentioned, a couple times. Today is Inauguration Day, everyone. So the coverage has probably already begun.
Oh, sure.
You know, one of the things that you mentioned is, I think actually Nicole said they're at church right now, right?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Well, so now the band's setting up. People are starting to arrive at the Capitol, but they just announced that they're not going to start till 12, which Vinny,
nine
I think you
time.
Said. Yeah. So.
Okay.
So Santa Clara University President Kevin O'Brien officiated the mass today, attended by Joe Biden and members of Congress. Oh. So I think that's kind of cool. A guy from a school right here in town.
Yep.
Apparently he was a big shot at Georgetown University in D.C. before he moved to Santa Clara University in 2019.
Oh.
And so he did the ceremony today. And I think that's kind of neat that one of our own flew. Well, he's not really our own since he's moved here from elsewhere. But
we
nonetheless, Santa Clara University gets big time ups as Kevin O'Brien officiated the mass today. So, yay.
Oh, Kevin O'Brien.
Yes, he is an Irish guy. You're right. Irish Catholic. And Santa Clara University is kind of a big deal, too. Like, we don't hear about it because they don't have a football team, but a lot of smart people go there. So, anyway, I don't know that your kid looked at that at all because I think there is a religious angle, but...
Yeah, I don't know. No name went there.
What?
Yeah.
Huh.
I know.
And he finished?
I believe he finished. I don't know. I haven't
Good
talked to Mike
him.
In a while. I'll ask him. Did you finish college?
By the way, let me
not
go.
Not so much.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Let me go back a step. Here's the headline I was talking about for the rain over in Southern California. Nearly 2 years worth of rainfall is possible in parts of Southern California over the next week.
Oh, that is not great news. I mean, we want rain, but...
It's going to be... And they say that parts of Nevada and parts of parts of Arizona are also going to get rain, and they've been in drought for a long time, too. So this storm system moving through is much needed and is good news for a lot of reasons. So
just
we got to welcome it.
Be nice if it was spread out a little. That's all.
Right. No, I...
Oh, is that rain falling?
I don't disagree.
It's a lot of rain.
So I mentioned cheese because apparently today is National Cheese Lovers Day, and I am one.
Yeah, well, I love cheese. Who doesn't love cheese?
I love cheese, too. It's not health food.
No, but it is about as far from health food, really, as you can get. I mean, it's...
Well, it's not cake.
True. That's true, Vinny. But I would think, you know, pound for pound, there's probably more calories. I don't know.
Anyway, I will absolutely, depending on what's being offered, I would take a cheese sandwich over certain meats.
Sure, right.
Like, all right, couple pieces of provolone and some mayo and mustard. I'll eat that. I'm good.
Yeah. Can we have lettuce and tomato on that too?
Or grilled
sure.
cheese?
Sure.
Ooh, grilled cheese. Mm-hmm.
Grilled cheese is great. So I thought it was interesting that they sort of broke down which states and which cheeses they voted as their favorite. And, of course, California has to put brie at the top.
I love brie.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I want brie with a little bit of melon and maybe a grape. There's some. Oh, my God. I could eat that for dinner. I love brie.
Brie
I'll smear,
and a grape.
Yeah. On a cracker, you know, some kind of.
Oh, all right.
So a charcuterie cracker. Board.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like doesn't your sister do
yeah. the whole board.
Cheese boards?
Yeah.
I don't actually want the whole board. I'll just take the brie and some sliced melon.
I told
or
you
apple
this story.
Or pear. Oh my God, so good.
I told you this story before, but I watched as I was in this restaurant with my fam. Actually, at that time, it was just the three of us. We hadn't gotten the second one yet, but we're in this restaurant, and I watched these two ladies walk in, and they sit down, and they proceed to chat each other up at a feverish pace and also eat crackers and cheese as their only order. And I'm watching it going, I just don't know that I've ever seen anyone do this. And I mentioned it to the missus, and she's like, I love cheese plates. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And I'm just going, okay, that must be, I don't know that I've ever been out with one of my boys and had them go, I'll take the cheese plate. Not unless they were broke.
Right.
And couldn't afford the meal.
The cheese plate's, you know, usually pretty expensive. I have absolutely been on multiple girls' weekends where one of the nights we don't even eat dinner because we all brought cheese and dips and crackers, and it's like, I don't need any more. You know what? I'll have five more bites of brie and I'll be good.
And you'll be good. Well,
I don't need any more than that.
Tops the list of favorite cheeses in California, New Hampshire, Virginia, and Washington. Velveeta.
Oh, God, no. No, that's not even cheese. That's not cheese.
Guess what?
Iowa,
Kansas, Kentucky, and Nebraska.
Omaha.
They love the... There you go.
They'll take a side of Velveeta. It's not even cheese, people.
I'd agree with you. It's not cheese, and I can't believe that they choose that, but they do.
I even think it says a cheese food or a cheese-like item. That is not cheese.
I remember too, when we were in Philly, and I hadn't been there other than to meet you, and then we started working together, and that was sort of my welcome to Philly. One of the things they offer on a cheesesteak is that, like, the spray. What is that?
Yeah. No, they'll offer you Velveeta if you want it, right? Is there spray Velveeta? Maybe that's
what they're using. I don't know. It's some kind of like
gooey cheese saucy thing.
Yeah. Ugh.
I know, black.
Ugh.
I'm anyway. Like, no, throw some provolone on there.
Queso.
Hell, I'll take Swiss.
Is actually the overall winner with 8 states.
Queso. I thought queso was just cheese. Like, what kind of cheese is that?
I thought queso was like cheese mixed with salsa. I don't know.
I do not know. I actually thought queso was just like, you would say cheddar queso or Swiss queso. Or queso suisse. I don't know. Nicole, you're Mexican.
I know. It means cheese in Spanish is what I just
said. Yeah, it just means cheese.
Were you looking it up,
so
too?
So just any kind of cheese, queso. but so what it sounded like, though,
it
if it won 8 states,
something
it's
specific.
Some specific thing.
I think they're talking about, like, there's a nacho queso just with, like, sometimes there's already, like, hot sauce, kind of, like, mixed
with
salsa.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's like a mix.
Yeah, like, okay. They sell a huge tub of it at Costco.
So, oh.
Yeah.
At Costco.
So was it like Velveeta mixed with like a cheese sauce?
It's basically just a cheese sauce, and you just warm it up and put it all over nachos.
What states did that win?
Somewhere in the Midwest.
Oh, queso?
Yeah.
Well, it won that all the – it's the favorite cheese of all the states, or the most states, I should say. Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, North Carolina, and Oklahoma.
Boy.
By the way, it's Cheese Whiz. That's what they used
cheese
to put
whiz.
On the...
Yes, Cheese Whiz.
And I used to just be like, that's not even... Why
that's
do you guys
cheese.
Want that?
That's a cheese whiz.
Anyway.
Cheese-like food.
It's a cheese... It's National Cheese Day.
What about cheddar?
Lovers.
Look at a solid-ass cheddar. Got to be Vermont, cheddar. Washington.
Let me see. American cheese.
Washington does. Washington State, my cousin worked there for years in the food. She's like a food professor. And they used to make this thing called Cougar food Gold. Professor.
Cougar Gold?
Cougar Gold. And
Washington State is the Cougars.
Right.
So that's why they, okay.
So they would make this stuff called Cougar Gold, and it came in, and she sent me a wheel couple years in a row while she was a professor there. And it was the best cheddar cheese I have ever had. So my feeling is Washington must be cheddar.
You know what? What I'm reading is cheddar didn't win any of the states.
Oh, for God. What? Cheddar is like the staple.
I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, boy.
New York and Jersey picked mozzarella.
I like mozzarella. It's fine.
Of course you do. How are you going to eat a pizza without it?
Right. Mm-hmm. But did anyone pick blue cheese? Blue cheese is awful.
No.
It's like one of the only foods I can't eat.
Oh, I can eat a little. I can eat a little bit.
I can't.
Anyway,
taint the whole meal. One little crumb of it.
How about a couple fast facts for
you? Know I love those.
Fast facts. In 1990,
yes,
30% of households in America had Nintendo, and only 23% had personal computers.
Oh, in 90.
I was really late.
I had a just a Mac, right? Isn't that what it was called?
Did you have a Mac at 90?
Yeah, I had to have. Yes,
if you remember, their big ad, the big ad they did was 1984 for the Olympics, and it was that Big Brother ad, right?
Yeah.
So they were starting to market their computers at that point. I didn't jump in until 98.
That long? I actually worked at a place where I had to use a Mac all the time. I think I had a Mac in like 88.
Oh, wow.
Like a second hand. I bought it off my boss.
Was it one of those big boxes?
Yeah, big brown or tan colored things.
And my first computer, by the way, after a couple months, I donated to a school because our boss wouldn't stop writing me.
Right.
And I didn't know how to block his emails. So I just got rid of the computer. And
he didn't even call it a computer. He called it my email machine.
Right.
And he's just like, well, I can't stand this thing.
It's terrible. Well, listen, in my defense, as much as I really like Lewis, and he was a really nice guy and I think a great person, I would see him and go, all right, man, have a good day. And he'd go, okay, Vin, later, bye. And then I'd get home, and he'd have a bunch of stuff to tell me. And I'd be like, I was just in your office, dude.
Yeah, you could have sat
right
down
there.
He just didn't want to talk to people face to face.
Well.
Well, anyway. In his defense, we were kind of a pain in the ass to him, you know.
Agreed.
No, we're not doing that. Here's what we're going to do. No, thanks.
Here's another one for you. Saddam Hussein used Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You as his campaign reelection song in 2002. And they say it really worked because he won with 100% of the vote.
Wow. That guy. So popular.
Amazing.
100%, huh?
Mm-hmm.
No dissenting votes. Oh, she's so amazing.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, my God.
What?
Okay, we got to switch to text now. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Oh, my God.
408 says this.
All right, I'm ready.
Is Sarah aware that the team owner on Ted Lasso is the Shame Nun? Shame.
Shame Nun?
Shame.
Oh, my God. She is the Shame Nun. She's so good. She is so boobin'. Like, I love her. And you know what else I noticed? I don't think she's had any work done.
Well, you know what? I was watching that last night, and not only did I think she was gorgeous, but I agree with you in a natural way. Like, she's someone who's aging but looks incredible.
She's put together. She's got her hair done. She's makeup on, a hot dress, whatever. And her face, just as wrinkly as can be. Like, doesn't have her face all yanked back. And so, I mean, I'm actually, I was like, well, there it is. Someone who's just gracefully saying, this is who I am.
Now, listen.
Not even gracefully. Screw you. Here's who I am.
I'm not trying to say the texters don't know anything, because they do, but
no,
I don't know.
I totally, now that you say that, I knew I had seen her face before. I did not know where. And I bet, you know what we should do for an Instagram post today? Put their faces up side by side. Shame. Shame.
Boy, that'll get a lot of likes.
Yeah, people like that crap. Side by sides. People like side by sides. Everybody, check out the Alice973 Instagram for the shame.
Yay.
All right. Well, I guess we're plugging it, so sure.
Yeah. Yay. That's how you get things done.
I already had something planned, but never mind.
Oh, forget it. This is how you do it. All right. Coming up in the trash,
Sarah?
What does America need right now? I guarantee we don't need this thing, but I'm going to tell you about it anyway. I'll let you decide, and the textures can decide, okay, after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.